I babysat my neighbor's little boy last night. We played games, watched TV, and then I intended to give him a bath, but the little boy insisted that he could do it himself, much to my disappointment. I walked in to make sure he was okay, and I got a long glimpse of his wet, naked little body, and it was like a switch flipped. I stood outside the bathroom door and masturbated while the little boy washed himself. Somehow, I made it through the night without molesting or full-on raping him. But that morning, when he came downstairs, I had to have him. I sat on the couch next to him while we watched TV. While we watched one of his little shows, I slowly began to rub his little thigh. He looked up at me with such innocence, and before he could say a word, I moved in. My adult mouth enveloped his little mouth as my tongue worked its way inside his cute little mouth. My left hand squeezed and held his inner thigh, while my other hand slowly unbuttoned the front of his pants. I ever so slowly pulled down his zipper and gently pushed my hand into his pants. It took everything in me not to shove my hand into his underpants and start jerking his little penis off right then and there. He started to whimper and protest. I put my finger on his lips and quietly shushed him. "Shh, it's okay, sweetie. It's okay. Don't be scared." I gently began rubbing and molding the little boy's penis through his underpants. My hand lightly stroked and pulsed over the cotton of his cute little undies. The little boy started breathing harder. He began to close his eyes and moan. While his eyes were closed, I slowly pulled his pants down to his knees. Then I reached under him and started to rub his little butt all over, poking my thumb in his cute little butt crack, giving him a little wedgie. He looked at me confused and a little frightened. I told him, "Don't be afraid. We're going to play a fun game, sweetie. One that you can't tell anybody about, because you could get me into big, big trouble. And then we won't be able to play together anymore. You like it when I babysit you, don't you?" He nervously nodded. I kissed him on the cheek. "You are so sweet. I love watching you. Now I want you to watch me." I quickly lifted my tank top, exposing my breasts to the little boy. "Have you ever seen a woman's boobs before, little boy?" His eyes became like little saucers. The little boy looked away embarrassed. I grabbed his chin and talked soothingly in his ear. "It's okay, baby. It's okay. I want you to look at them." He still wouldn't. More sternly, I commanded him. "Look at my boobs, little boy." I felt his little penis start to stiffen through his underwear. He mumbled out with his innocent little voice, I'm not supposed to. I think I should go home. My mommy." He gasped in fear and looked down at the little tent forming in his underpants. My pee-pee feels funny. I smiled and shushed the little boy again. "It's okay, darling. That's supposed to happen. Your little penis is just reacting to my touch because it likes what I'm doing." I then had him sit between my spread legs while his cute little head rested between my big boobs. My pussy was soaking through my tight jeans at what I was about to do. "Now, don't be scared. I'm just going to reach in and..." My hand slowly reached into the opening of his underpants and gripped his smooth little penis for the first time. My hand glided over his young little genitals. He let out a little moan and tried to stand up, but I held him in place. Don't be scared, honey. I promise you're going to love this. I slid my other hand inside his underwear and massaged his cute little balls with one hand. And with the other hand, I placed my long fingers over his adorable little penis so that his little mushroom head was rubbing the palm of my hand. I started pumping my hand like a mouth, up and down, his little kitty dick, while my palm slammed and rubbed his sensitive little penis head as he started to get harder and harder. He started breathing heavily as we watched the rapid movement in his underpants. He started to protest, crying out, "Please stop, I'm gonna pee." I knew what was about to happen, even if he didn't. So then I went to town. We watched as I beat his little dick off in his cute little underpants. A small drop of boy cum seeped through. I took a finger and began rubbing and poking at his little pee hole, coaxing more cum out. My other hand reached under him with my index finger, and I started poking at his tight little butthole. With one final cry, he began panting as his little penis began squirting jet after jet of little boy cum, soaking his little underpants with his baby boy batter. Watching the little boy experience his first ejaculation sent me into overdrive as I felt myself cum. We both had to catch our breath for a minute. I then violently pulled his little underwear down to his knees and lowered my head between his smooth, creamy legs. I lapped at his adorable little inner thigh as the tip of my tongue tickled his little nuts. I traced my tongue from his tight little boy balls to his perfect little penis. He was breathing so hard and fast, he looked at me with the most innocent, pleading eyes. "Don't be scared, sweetie. Don't be scared. I'm gonna suck your little penis." My cheeks sucked in as I formed a tight vacuum seal around his little penis and balls. While sucking him, I rubbed my pussy, coating my fingers with slimy pussy juice. With one of my slick fingers, I slowly poked my middle finger into his tight little butt and just wiggled it playfully inside him. I looked at him and could tell that he wasn't going to last long. Between sucks, I kept saying, "I'm going to suck it out of you, baby. I'm going to suck your delicious penis milk right out of you." I just kept sucking and sucking and sucking. He started grunting and looked a little uncomfortable. That's when I realized I was no longer just wiggling my long middle finger in his tight little butt anymore. I was full on finger fucking his little butthole. My finger pushed in and out of his little hole like a piston. As I sucked his little petty penis off, I kept pushing in and out and in and out out of his little butt. That's when I got the most perverted idea yet. I pulled my finger out of his butt and I let his little penis pop from my sucking mouth. I looked at the little boy with such lust as though something had possessed me. I licked his hard little penis and slowly traced it down over his tight little balls. Then I went lower. Yup, I licked and kissed his tight little butt cheeks before sticking my wet tongue out as far as it could go. With burning anticipation, my tongue slithered and poked at his little butthole. The little boy could barely talk anymore, and before he could protest, I pushed my tongue deep into his little butthole. I gripped his hard little dick and began rapidly fucking his little penis while I tongue-fucked his tight little butthole. His big blue eyes peered into mine as I corkscrewed and flicked my tongue into his most forbidden area. I felt his little penis begin to pulsate. I pulled my tongue from his butthole and straddled his little body and forced his hard little kitty penis into my tight adult cunt. My thick bush swallowed his little boy dick. I then French kissed the little boy while my hungry, hairy fuckhole sucked and squeezed his little penis dry. I humped the little boy faster and faster. The headboard of the bed was slamming against the wall. I threw my head back, screaming out, "Oh, yeah, fuck me, little boy. Pound your hard little kitty penis into my tight, hairy cunt. Oh, God, I love it. I love fucking you, little boy. Your smooth, naked little body. Your perfect little penis. It feels so good, baby. It feels so good fucking you, little one. Little kid dick is just the best. Oh, God. I'm gonna. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm fucking coming. That's it, baby. Come with me, little boy. Here. I want to watch. I want to see. Let me jack off your little penis right off over my bush. Feel the thick hairs of my bush rubbing over your little penis head. That's it, baby. I know. I know. I know you're scared. I know it's scary, but just do it. Do it. Squirt your little penis milk all over my bush, baby. Oh. Oh. I held his penis in the thickness of my beautiful bush as I thrust my hips in and out, using my bush and hand to masturbate his little penis. I rubbed his little boy dick all over my soaking cunt. I want to watch your little penis hole squirt that first real shot of baby boy come out. That's it. Look down, baby. Watch my fingers as they pump your little penis. That's it, baby. Call me mommy. Call me mommy. Call me mommy while I jack your little penis off. After one final pump, his little pee hole opened up and his little boy cum squirted out all over my cunt and covered my bush. I screamed out as well and squirted all over his perfect little penis as we covered each other in our sex juices. Once we finally came down, I got him cleaned up and ready to go home. His mother picked him up, and he didn't say a word to her. I watched her walk him to the car, having no idea the things I did to her little boy. He smiled at me from the car as I blew him a little kiss. That night, I laid in bed with the little boy's underpants and brought them to my face. I licked and sniffed at the crotch of the little boy's underwear, thinking about his cute little penis. I shoved underwear between my legs and fucked my bed like a wild animal, imagining that I was on top of the little boy again, my sweat dripping onto his naked little body as my adult cunt devoured his little kitty dick. I started screaming at the top of my lungs. Fuck me, little boy. Fuck me. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you're doing so good, baby. Oh, I love your little boy dick so much. Your little pee-pee. Yeah, that's it, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck me, baby. Fuck me with your little boy pee-pee. I love it. Yeah, that's it. Hump me back, baby. Hump me. You're doing it so good, baby. Yeah, my baby little boy. I love it. Keep doing it, baby. Keep doing it. Oh, you're doing it so good. Oh, I love your little boy cock. Oh, I felt my impending orgasm rise up as I came all over the little boy's underpants. Oh, I almost fainted as I collapsed onto the bed. As I lay naked, breathing heavily, all I could think about was the next time I could watch him.